friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheyichio, Lerfuas, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Shachal Israel, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Baruch HaBetzal Chum Seyedayim, Shiva Meir Ben Chavisara, Baruch HaTzal Chum Seyedav, Brian Sor Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Peshtin, Baruch HaBetzal Chum Chum Seyedayim. And the shir is based in the Torah of Marner of Moshe Zatzal. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the osios, and every one of the osios has a numerical value. So we understand that the etzem inyan of the osios is to be mitzarev, to join together the words, and these words are kelim to express concepts and meanings. And the creation that was created with these letters and words also is a sefer filled with meaning, even if we don't understand it, and that we can come to the אפשר להגיע מתוך הבריאה הזאת עצמת כדר שעשה אברהם להשיג את כל התורה כולה מתוך הבריאה. So in theory you can come to the whole Torah through the Bria, because it's all in the Bria. Bria was created with the Osios HaTorah. So the numerical value is also in the world. In other words, besides the system of meaning of the words and the letters, there's another system, and that is the numerical values. האמת היא שככה עם פני הדברים כפי שהם ידועים היום בעולם הרחב, בעיקר בעולם הלא יהודי, אצל כל אנשים מתעסקים בחקר הכוחות שישנם בכל הדברים שבעולם. חקר מה שתמון בכל העצמים, הביטוי של כל הדברים הוא שכולם נתפסים ככמויות, קצת יותר וקצת פחות. יחס מספרי כזה קור ויחס מספרי כזה חום וכדומה. הכל יחסים מספריים, מערכת יחסים כמותית בין המרכיבים של כל דבר ודבר. העובדה הזאת שאותיות הן גם מספרים, זו אחת המידות שהתורה נדרשת בהן, אף שאיני נמנית בין המידות. So, למעשה, it's like this in the whole world, that in science, also you take the how much heat, how much cold, you always see things are measured in numbers. So I'm not a math guy and I'm not a science guy, but when I try to read these things, I see it. A lot of it has to do with numbers, and so too in the Bria, we have the letters that built the create the Bria, and the value, the numerical value of the letters also is significant. So the Gemara Darshan is in Nazir, Stam Naziris Shleshim Yom, because it says Nazir Yia Yia's Begematria Shleshim. In other words, the Torah is speaking to us even in the numerical value of the letters, and not only in the meaning of the words. And this is one of many examples. There are many, many Gematrios. Even in Chazal, והדבר שגור ומצוי מאוד גם בראשונים. אנו מוצאים פעמים רבות אף בתוספות כן, וכן גם ברוקח ובלטורים, כל הספר כמעט. So we see it in Tosis, we see it in the Gemara, that Yiyya is 30, that's the Stam Nazirus. We see it in the Rishonim, so Gematria is something very significant. So the Bria talks to us in two ways. The first way is that we have to absorb what we see. הרי באופן הזה נברא הבריאה. במאמרות, במילים, והמילים האלה זה אחד הפנים שצריך לתפוס את הבריאה. והבריאה מתגלה אלינו גם באופן שבהגדרה הכללית נקרא מספר. זו מערכת מספרית שיקרה במה שנקרא מידה, משקל, מניין. וכל הדברים האלה הם כולם כמות וכולם מספרים. כולם מניין, so we have the words of the Bria, we have the meaning of the Bria with what we see, absorb what we see, and then we have the letters which have value, and that's the second part of the Bria. Let's give an example of this in the Bria. תפיסת מערכת המספר. התורה מעמידת יעקב את עשיו, והי עשיו איש ידי הציד איש שדה, ויעקב איש תם יושב אוהלים. והנה זאת אכן צורת הדברים, הצד החיצוני שלהם. ועדיין לא מתברר לנו מהי תפיסת העולם של איש יודע צייד, איש שדה. מהי תפיסת העולם של איש תם יושב אוהלים. So what's the difference between the tfisis olam, the narrative about the world of a ish yodeh atzayid ish sodeh, and of an ish tam yoshev oholim? Mahu avdel ha'amok ha'pnimi v'amiti b'neihem? Avdel b'en shneihem katuv b'omik yoter kasher anu rim et avdel b'neihem b'tfisat ha'olam. Eich hem mityachasim l'marechet ha'olamit. Kshe'akov noten et ha'mencha l'Esav, Esav omer lo, yesh li rav, achi yehi lach asher lach. יש לי הרבה, אינך צריך להוסיף לי. ויעקב עונה לו, מפציר בו שייקח, ואומר לו, כי חנני אלוקים וכי יש לי כל. So what we have over here is that Yaakov gives Mincha, Esav, a gift, the Mincha. Esav says, I have a lot, take what's yours. You don't have to add. And Yaakov says, please take it. I have everything. So it's a completely different tfisa. Yaakov says, "Ki chanan elokim v'chi yesh li kol." He's not intending to say less than Esav, more than Esav. Ze mashu acher legamrei. Ze yachol liot pachot, v'ze kol. Ze yachol liot yoter, v'ze kol. He's saying, "I have everything. Not more than Esav, not less than Esav. I have everything." Esav says, "Yesh li rav." So that means שאצלו נתפסים ומצטרפים כל הפרטים שישנם בעולם באופן שאחד מתפסף על חברו. כל אחד מוסיף עוד משהו וזה נהיה הרבה. By Esav, it just keeps getting more and more and more. In Yaakov, it's a completely different seiruf. It becomes one unity, one totality. Everything joins together and it becomes one unit. With Esav, it's just one thing added on to the next. We see this in Rashi, Gracious Mem Vav Chavav. He says, "Matzasi v'vayikra Rabba, Esav sheish nefashas haylo v'akosav koryos amnashas besa, l'shen rabim, v'ishayu ovdim laloz harbe. Yaakov shivim haylo v'akosav koryos amnefesh, v'ishayu ovdim lekel echot." So that's the difference between added things and a tfisas olam shleima. That yei Esav is a lot. So the six, it's nafshas. They serve a lot of gods. Yaakov is 70, it's called Nefesh, because it's all one, because we all serve one God. And that's the unity of Yaakov. That's the scene, Esav and Yaakov. V'inem nukudat ha-motsa yi tamid echad. Chen achshav, yesh kan shtei tsurot sfira. Shnei ofanim ech lespor. Yesh tsurat sfira, shemosifim pratim, od prat ve'od prat, ha-echad u-echad. Ulam kuchol shemarbim u-mosifim alav, od ve'od, ריבוי, זה הולך ומתרבה. אולם ישנה צורת ספירה אחרת, שבה לעולם איננו פורשים מהאחד. העניין הוא לא לפרוש מהאחד ולתרבות, היינו להתפרץ עוד ועוד ועוד, אלא להפך, לצרף עוד פרטים לאותו אחד, כפי ששנינו ביומה, בספירתו של הכהן הגדול. המשנה שאנו חוזרים עליה, מספר פעמים בסדר עבודת יום הכיפורים. So by a Jew, the נקודת המוצא, the starting point is always one. That's always where we're coming from. We're coming from the unity. So there are two ways to count. There's a counting that you're adding details, another detail, another detail, another detail. One is one, and then you add on. There's another tsura of sfira that you never separate from the one. In other words, whatever is added combines to the one. Like we find the sphira of the Kohen Gadol in Yuma 53b. There was Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata, and he had to count the spheres of this, of the sprinkling of the blood. V'kacha yamoina Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Shalosh, Achas v'Arba, Achas v'Chamesh, etc. That's the difference between the minion of Yeshli Rav and Yeshli Kol. The Kol, everything combines to the One. Achas ve'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas. It all connects to the One. That's the Yeshli Kol. The Yeshli Rav is a lot. Lots and lots and lots. And that's also how we count the Omer. Because the Chayr, Sphere Omer is very, very strange. What should we count? Hayom Yom Echad. Hayom Yom Sheni. Hayom Yom Shlishi. That's what we should do, like Maaser Behema. We don't, by Maaser Behema, we don't say Zeh Kevas Echad, Vizeh Shnei Kvasim, Vizeh Asara Kvasim, Elek Fisha Mefurash Bebchorot, Bamishna Perek Tet Mishna Zayin, Umoneh Beshevet, Echad, Shnaim, Shlosha, Arba'a, Chamisha, like normal people count. That's not the way we count the Omer. We say today's the first day. Hayom, Yom Echad. Hayom, Shnei Yamim. Not Hayom, Yom Sheni. Hayom, Shnei Yamim. Not Hayom, Yom Shlishi. Why don't we say Hayom, Yom Shlishi, Laomer? No. Shlosha Yamim. We don't say Hayom Achad Asar, Hayom Yom Achad Asar, El Hayom Achad Asar Yom. אנחנו מצטרפים למניין את כל הימים שעברו. In other words, when you say in Hebrew, today is day two, so that's not adding on to day one. Day two is an independent entity. When you say today's the second day, today's the third day, that's what we say, Lamaisa. Hayom Shnei Yomim, it's the second day of the Omer, the third day of the Omer. We don't say on the 11th day, we don't say today's 11 days. Rather, today is, we're saying it's the 11th day. In other words, it's adding on to the previous days. We don't say it's day three, we say it's the third day. So our counting is all counting, it's all adding on to the first day. It's all adding on and expanding from the previous days. And everything is mischaber, all the days are connecting to the previous days, and that's what we that's how we count. And that's the Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Zeh oto akol shenemtza b'kitzei hamispar. Kamuvan kedei lagi l'oto kol tzrich lispor. Aval kshesofrim megiim l'oto kol. So ultimately you get to the kol Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you count 50 days, and each day is connected. It's all one continuum. The Bar Olam was kovea for us that the Mahalach to come to from Yitzis Mitzrayim, Biz Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ad Lamatan Torah, Derech Hazot, Tzricha Lavor Derech Mispar, Bofen Shelu Sfartem Lachem, Mimochrat HaShabbat, Ad Mimochrat HaShabbat Tisporu 50 Yom. ואז אנו מגיעים לאותו מועד, לחג השבועות. זה עצם עניינו של המועד הזה. עינו של חג השבועות שהוא היום ה-50 לספירה, לכן אין לו תאריך קבוע, כמו שכתוב בראש שנה, עצרת פעמים 5, פעמים 6, פעמים 7. אין עוד מועד שאין לו תאריך לימי החודש. It's an interesting holiday. It's the only holiday that doesn't have a set date. Gemara says, עצרת sometimes is the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th. There's no other moed that doesn't have a specific date. Every moed is chal v'chodesh mesuyam v'yom mesuyam. But this moed has no tarich b'yimei ha'chodesh. Hu tzrich tamid liyot b'yom ha'chamishim l'yimei ha'sfira. V'kach k'kitshu al pi ha'ra'iya im ibru et shnei ha'chodeshim. So if it doesn't have a set day, you count 50, and it depends when they make Rosh Chodesh, how many days they make Rosh Chodesh. Nisan is a Chodesh Me'uber and Iyar is a Chodesh Me'uber, so then Shavuos is going to come out in Hei Sivan. If they're both Chaser, it's going to be Vav Sivan. If it's Echad Mole, Echad Chaser, like an hour Luach, it's going to be Vav Sivan. Uklal lo mo'ed li me'a Chodesh. It's lo yom b'chodesh, lo tarich. Ain't tarich mechayev. There's no date for Shavuos. The date is the 50th day of the Omer. That's the date. There's no set date on the calendar. Kach mashma midvrei ha-tosfot al divrei ha-gemara b'menachot b'samachei ha-mupet. Enu rabbanan u'sfartem lachem shtei sfira lekol echad ve'echad. Az mitba'er midvrei ha-tosfot sham she'olea la'dat shet ha-sfira zot tzrichim la'asot b'et din. So it is a have amina that the Beis Din has to do it like Yovel. So, shenemishav pamim. So the counting for the yovel is done by the Beis Din. So you might think Sfiras HaOmer as well. So kamash milan that we have to count. You would think that that's how we get to Shavuos. The Beis Din counts it. And the reason you would think that is because the Beis Din is responsible for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Ibur HaShana, and for Kriya Seder HaMoadim. Like the Gemara Darshan's Rosh Hashanah 22a and the Pasuk HaChodesh is Elachem. Eidus Zuzum is Sur Elachem. Never there was a Havamina that they're the ones counting. So Kamash Malan was Svartim Lachem. So you would think that they're the one making the Moed of Shavuos, so therefore they have to count because they make Moedim. So Kamash Malan that they're not the ones doing the counting. Alright, they're Mekadosh L'Chodesh to make the Moedim, and here the Moed is based on the counting. When we count the 50th day, that's the Moed. So you would think they're the ones who do the counting. Aval Beikaron Zenotar Kemoshaya Elashalob Bedino Simsat Ela Klal Yisrael. So it ends up that it's our counting that does it, but it's not Beis Din that does the counting, it's the Jewish people that do the counting. We count and we make the holiday of Shavuos. Mishtamea mitoch devrei ha-tosvot shadavar hazeh be'etzem adin, ha-sfira hazeh be'etzem. כך כתוב מפורש בבהג וכך משמעות הרבה ראשונים. כך חוץ מהעניינים הנוספים שיש בספירה, שאין הספירה את שוקה והגעגועים להגיע ליום הזה, יש בזה עוד תפיסה. וספרתם לכם עד מוחרת השבת השביעית תספרו 50 יום והקרבתם מנחה חדשה להשם. אותה מנחה חדשה שהיא קורבן היום של חג השבועות. So we have the tshuka to get to Shavuos, and then we also have the counting until we reach the Mincha Chadasha, and that's Shavuos. And again, it's based on our counting. המספר זה דבר שעולם מושתת עליו. בדיוק כשם שעולם מושתת על המאמרות של מעשה בראשית, כך הוא מושתת על הערך המספרי של הדברים, על היחסים המספריים של הדברים. היינו היחסים הכמותיים של הדברים. אלו הם המרכיבים, זה המבנה. ובעצם זו כל הבריאה הגשמית כולה. כל הכוחות שישנם בבריאה הם כולם מערכת של יחסים כמותיים. הספירה של בני אדם שלא יודעים לספור, בני אדם שלא יודעים שהמספר צריך להוביל למה שנקרא כל מובילה לי, יש לי רב. So we know that the whole Bria is built on number. There's the Ma'amaris of Maisa Bereshis, and then there's the Erech HaMispari, there's the Gematria, the numbers of the letters, and their interrelationship. The quantitative relationship between the various things in the world, and that's the way the Bria works, as we spoke about before. So all the kochos of the Bria are all systems of yachasim kamutim in our body, right? We have a certain amount of white blood cells and red blood cells, and oy vavoy, somebody's count is off. We have a certain amount of blood and a certain amount of water and bones and tissue, etc. So that's all the way the Bria, that's just in our body, but the whole Bria is like that. It's a certain amount of oxygen, a certain amount of carbon dioxide, a certain amount of this, a certain amount of... Those who understand much better than me. Those who don't understand are like me. But that's the way the world works, that it's Yachasim Kamudim. And the people who don't know how to count, they're in the world of Yeshli Rav. But we who know how to count, if we're Zeche, we're in the world of Yeshli Kol, that all of the... Everything we see, all the value of things in the world, all connects back to the one. לא היה מספר בעולם, כאשר היינו רואים לפנינו המוני פרטים, היינו רואים לפנינו המוני אחדים. So if there were no numbers, we would just see a lot of ones. One, another one, another one, another one, another one. The number brings everything together and makes it a call. Like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 10. And 10 is one unit. That's the Tzeruf. That's why a minion's 10 brings everybody together. And the Nochamal, you have 10 tens, and then it's another Yechida, another unit of 100, and then 10 hundreds, 1,000, etc., etc. V'atam l'kach, neve'er rak nekuda achat b'inyan ze, shu ikar gadol, v'ze hazman leve'er oto. Apratim abodedim nigmarim b'tet, u'mekan matchilim ha'asarot. Ha'asarot nigmarot b'tzadi, u'mekan matchilim ha'me'ot. מאות נגמרים בצדי, צדי סופית, כלומר אחרי תף מגיעות אותות מהצפח לפי הסדר כף מהם נון פי צדי. ובאותיות אלו החף הסופית עולה 500, המם הסופית 600 וכן הלאה. זה מגיע עד 900, וככה יחידות עולות עד 9, עשרות עד 90, המאות עד 900. נמצא שיש לנו מערכת אלפבית 999. זה אחד מאלפביתות שמובא ברבותינו בכמה מקומות. איק, בחר, גלש, דמת, ענך, וסם, זען, חפף, תצץ. נמצא מה זה איק? א' י' קוף. א' זה 1, י' זה 10, קוף זה 100. בחר זה תוריון, ב' חף רש, 2, 20, 200. גלש, 3, 30, 300. ד' מם תף, מה זה דמת? 4, 40, 400. ה' נון חף סופית. ה' זה 5, הנון זה 50, והחף סופית זה 500. וו סמך מם, וו זה 6, סמך זה 60, מם סופית זה 600. זען, זין, עין, נון, זין, עין, נון, זין זה 7, עין זה 70, נון סופית זה 700. חפף, חד פי פי, סופית 88-800, תצץ, 99-900. נמצא שהמספר הגבוה שבכולם זה 999. מה זה 999? תצץ. Because the tes is 9, and then the tzadi is 90, that's 99, and then the tzadi sofit is 900, so you got 999. That's how the alphabet works. We start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you have Yud, which is 10, and then you have 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, again, until 100, until Kuf, and then it starts in the hundreds, 100, 200, 300, 400, 400, and then in the Sofits, in the Sofits, you have until 900, 500, 600, 700, 900. נמצא שהמספר הגבוה בכולם is 999. And then it goes back to Aleph. And the LF is Aleph. Aleph is the Nekudat HaMotza, that's the starting point, and that's the Tachlis. And Aleph is the Tzeruch HaGavoh Biyoter Shekolel B'tocho Asara Me'ot. So Aleph is the highest, and that's 10 hundreds. Kasher Kol Me'ah Ose Eser Asarot Le'achad. Kol Eser Ose Eser Yechidot Le'achad. Mufarash B'Dvrei Ari She'elu Arba'at HaOlamot. עולם העשייה שלנו זה עולם היחידות. Right, we have the ארבע עולמות we know about. Our עולם העשייה is יחידות. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then העולם יותר גבוה, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, etc. And then you have the worlds of hundreds. And then the world where everything comes together and goes back to one, that's Aleph, and that's Shaykh to the Olam HaTzilus. והדברים מתבארים עם דברי הרמב״ם. I love putting the Arizal and the Rambam together. Inyan of Malchus, which is Mitzarif, which is Mechaber. That's the Malchus, that's the Aleph. It all comes together. The Rambam says, it's a Kufayin Gimel, which is Sivanu Limnos Aleinu Melech Yisrael. Yekabitz Kolu Maseinu V'yanigenu. So the Melech is supposed to bring everybody together and unite everybody. It says, "Bayavi Melech Achad Ha'am, Hamyuchad Sheba'am Zeh Melech." So the Melech Uzeh Shemeached, Hu Shepoelet Hayachad Shel Kulam. Vehi B'Shurun Melech B'Tasef Rashi Am, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So that's the goal of the king, and that's the. That's the highest of the worlds, that's the Atzilus, that's the Malchus, where everything comes together. So what we're going to talk about in the next shiur is how Malchus brings everything together, and the Melech Malchei Amlochim. So exciting material to look forward to. In the meantime, we learned Yesodus Neflaim in the Bria. So please stay tuned, Amir Tzashem. We shall continue next time, Bli Nether. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest prayer.